Now entering Nerdist.com.
I want to wish you a welcome to Mates.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
With my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
Great to be here. So let's get started. It's just a tremendous podcast today.
I feel really bad interrupting you. You know I don't like to interrupt you. I feel like my intro.
Great intro.
And I feel like it was only half. I feel like then you need to jump in and kind of introduce me. Because otherwise people don't know. People don't know who I am.
I thought about that.
Yeah.
I was definitely thinking about that.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me during your introduction, mm-hmm. which was great.
Thank you.
That I wasn't going to top it. It was so good. It was so perfectly done that I was like, you know what? Let's just let sleeping dogs lie.
How about let's not let sleeping dogs lie because it's a two-person podcast, and when one person is introduced, you don't necessarily have to top my introduction. Granted, it was a terrific introduction.
Great introduction.
Really good introduction. You don't have to top it, but you can still introduce the other person.
Yeah. I just felt like this was such a good introduction by you. So powerful, so committed, so passionate. Look at me when I'm talking to you. So passionate. Because I want you to take this compliment. I know it's hard for you sometimes.
I know what you're doing.
I want you to take all of it. Look at me.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
It was such a passionate, committed, responsible, and loving introduction. Nothing I could have done after that would have even approached what you were doing.
Do you think I don't know what you're doing?
What?
You're catching flies with honey, aren't you? You're catching flies with honey. Are you not trying to catch flies with honey?
I might be trying to catch a few flies with honey.
Hey, you know that old joke about the liquor store?
No.
You're passionate.
I don't know what you just said.
You're passionate.
I don't know what you just said. I don't know what you're saying.
Well, the guy is, he's having sex with the hooker in the back of the
car. Wait. You're giving me the punchline? Is that what the punchline was? You're passionate?
Yeah.
Okay, but you said to me right before that, do you know that old joke about the liquor store?
Yeah, do you know about
and that? Then I said no. And then you said you're passionate.
You're passionate.
As if I was supposed to understand what you were talking about therefore laugh and enjoy it the way you're enjoying it.
It's good, right?
It's not good because I don't understand it.
You're passionate.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah. The guy's like, oh, thanks very much. No, the liquor store, you're passionate.
Oh, I see. I think I understand now. You're passionate. In other words, you're passing it, the liquor store. You're passing it.
Are you passionate?
This is what I mean. If you would just let it go. You had the intro, and then I was right on your heels. I was going to introduce what we're doing today, and then you interrupted, and then you had this terrible, inarticulate joke. All the air that was in the podcast, and there was a considerable amount of air, just went...
I'm like, Tom Cavanaugh.
Like a prolapsed anus.
Cavanaugh.
Is what it was.
Cavanaugh.
Oh, when you do it yourself,
Cavanaugh.
It's just pathetic.
Cavanaugh. That's what I'm saying. I need you for it.
It's pathetic.
Stop trying to catch flies with honey. And introduce me. Go. Ready? Give me the best introduction you can muster.
Okay,
ready? Wait, hold on a second. Okay, you don't have time to think. Just go. It's like, you know what? We're jumping into the thing. You're in the helicopter. It's like, Black, you're up. Go. And you just go, all right? So ready? We're in the helicopter. We're taking off. All the Marines have gone. The Marines, 5, 6, 7. Black, you're up. Go.
Here we have my guy.
Good. Really solid. Okay. Really solid. I feel like there's a, you know, the country that you were trying to rescue there, I don't know that you ever make it out of the ocean there to help them.
But they saw the effort.
Yeah, your effort. Yeah, you're being pulled out by Liginsky is pulling you out by the back of the parachute. It was probably got deployed accidentally when you jumped out.
I think what happened
we're 14 fucking yards, meters, excuse me, above the water. Black, don't deploy your fucking chute.
I didn't think the plane was going to climb.
For fuck's sakes, A, it's a fucking copter. 2, it's a Blackhawk. 3, Black, don't deploy your fucking chute. Now all the guys got to go back and get you while there's bullets whizzing over our fucking heads. You put the entire platoon in danger, Black. The fuck were you fucking thinking, you jarhead?
Lieutenant, how am I supposed to know?
I'm a fucking major, you cock-sucking three-piece, one-eyed, Catskill-climbing, idiot fucking rodent. Look at me when I'm talking to you, Black. Drop down and give me three. Go.
Three?
Go.
Oh, come
Black. Hit the mud. Hit the mud. Jesus Christ, I have never seen anybody
take that long to do one push-up. Cavallari.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir. Drop down and give me 60. 60. Thank you. You see, that 60 push-ups, Black, in the time it took you to do 1.5.
Sir, may I be excused from doing my additional push-ups?
Do two more push-ups, Black.
Fuck! Sir?
Straighten your arms, you dick!
You didn't say straighten your arms! You didn't say I couldn't do girl push-ups! You just said push-ups! You never
Get
said don't do girl push-ups!
Get out of the mud
Come
and
on.
Do one more push-up, Black!
Come on!
Platoon, assemble! Look at this dickwad trying to do a push-up! This was a famous celebrity back in the day, boys! That's right! Look at this jar-headed idiot stick jackwagon trying to do himself a push-up! What the hell? This is the famous creator of the comic stick Knuckles. This is Michael Ian Black Black from the Mates podcast. Can barely do three push-ups.
Three.
Good. Black, not bad. That's the fastest you've done three push-ups.
Oh, may, sir. Whatever your rank is.
Major!
Yes.
I'm a fucking... Look at this right here. What do you see? Major. I'm a major. You see this? This is a silver star. You see this right here?
That's a melanoma, sir.
Valerie, what?
That's a melanoma.
Medic!
Medic!
Medic! On Mike and Tom today...
Yeah.
We have one of my favorite things. You know magic...
You know rarely is melanoma the punchline to anything.
I know. I feel like we may have done it. We created it first. Melanoma. Medic. Medic. Out. Cut. That's our button. Medic was our button. A medic, you give someone a button. But truthfully, melanoma was basically the pre-button button. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I felt all right about it.
Yeah. So we could stop. You want to stop there?
Yeah.
Let's not stop there.
Well, you know what?
Ah, we got a bunch of viewers out there looking to see what we got.
Tom, they're not viewers.
You say. Now, here we are, Magic. We got July 1st coming up. Mark Alessio's birthday, also known as Canada Day. Mm-hmm. A few days later, we got Independence Day, July 4th. Now, what better way to celebrate the coming of these two events than with the cross-border podcast? What we have for you today.
This is an exciting podcast. I think it's the first time we've done a cross-border podcast. And it's I wanna set the table right now and say this is not gonna be about one's better than the other. It's not gonna be about one country's better than the other.
Of course not.
We're just gonna lay it out.
Right.
And we're gonna celebrate the strengths of both nations.
Both countries.
And the two nations that we're celebrating, as you indicated, Canada and the United States of America. Two of the top countries in North America.
Clearly right up there with the top North American countries.
They're in the top three.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah.
I think they are. We're going to get a lot of mail from that. And again, here's the thing that we don't want to go through again, because the last time we made such a claim, all we did was field inquiries about where Greenland was. Greenland is not part of North America. We cannot say it clearly enough. We agree that it is in the Atlantic.
Absolutely.
But it is not, repeat, not part of North America. And if we get a cavalcade of mail about this, we are going to be severely disappointed.
I want to tell you something about Greenland, folks. Just like soup is its own category, soup is not a snack. Soup is soup.
Soup is soup.
Greenland is a country without a continent. Greenland is Greenland.
It's not part of NFA. North fucking America.
Not part of Europe.
Not part of Europe. Not part of Africa. Not part of Iceland either. A lot of you made that mistake either. Greenland and Iceland are separate.
Iceland is part of Europe.
Oh, my
guys,
God.
How many times do I have to go through this with you guys?
Oh, it drives me crazy.
You know, it's frustrating because we spend so much time on this podcast. Yes, picking snacks, eating snacks, rating snacks, but also talking about Greenland. And when the very basic lessons are not absorbed by our viewers, it's maddening.
It just infuriates us, because it's one thing to tackle the topic once. and twice, and then three times. But when it starts becoming this recurring theme that people don't quite seem to understand anything about Greenland and what we have told them, what does that say about us? Are we just wasting our time here? We don't want to be wasting our time. We're trying to do a snack podcast. We're not trying to do an elementary seeding of the country of Greenland.
That's not what this is about.
It's not about Greenland.
It was never about this.
We never got into the snack game so we could lecture people about what Greenland was. We didn't do that.
It became a necessary adjunct to the snacking podcast. What we realized is if you're going to get into the snacking game, at some point and some point early on, you're going to have to explain to people that Greenland is a country, not a continent. So we did that.
We did it.
And then we did it again, like
and
Tom
we
said.
We did it three times. And after that, I started it. Well, I mean, you know what? Now I'm getting frustrated. Go ahead. I'm getting frustrated.
Tom got frustrated.
I did.
Tom is continuing to be frustrated.
How much fucking mail can I answer about
Okay. Let it go.
Yep.
Now, at a certain point, I feel like...
Reams and reams.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Let me just talk to them for a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me just talk to them.
I'm over here.
You settle down.
Yep.
Take a breather.
Okay.
Drink some of your tea.
Yep.
Let me talk to them. Mm-hmm. Guys, you know, Tom puts everything he has into this podcast. He works night and day trying to get everything about this podcast perfect. He doesn't want to be lecturing you about Greenland. He wants to talk about his passion, which is snacks. Yes, Greenland is an important part of this podcast. Yes, you need to understand that Greenland is a country, not a continent.
North Atlantic.
Hey.
Yeah, you're
Let
right.
me just talk to
okay,
them.
Okay.
I feel like we've laid this out for you.
It's you better clearly, talk to them.
I'm trying.
You better talk
Tom,
to them.
I'm trying.
They don't want me to talk to them.
No, they don't.
You better
Guys,
talk to them.
You do not want Tom to talk to you right now about this.
You better
this.
Talk to them.
He is livid.
You better tell him something.
I'm trying. Buddy, I'm trying. I'm trying to talk
better,
him. I'm trying to talk him off a ledge right now, all right? He just cut a switch.
Okay.
That's how serious it's got. He cut a switch and he's on a ledge.
I got a switch. I cut a switch and I'm on a ledge, man. I'm on a ledge.
That's a potent
you
combination.
You see me out here?
He's on a ledge,
you see me
guys.
Out here.
I see
I
him.
I cut a switch. I'm on a ledge.
He went out to the forest.
You better talk to him.
I'm talking
you
to him.
You better talk to him.
He cut a switch. He came back. He got on a ledge.
I didn't get on a ledge, then cut a switch. I cut the switch first. Now I'm on the ledge, and you better talk to him.
I'm trying.
You better talk to them.
Guys, look. Greenland, just write it down. Tape it on the wall or something.
Tape it to the wall!
It's not part of North America.
It's in the North Atlantic.
Yes, it's in the North Atlantic.
How many people are going to get confused about that this week? North America is not the North Atlantic. They're two different fucking words, albeit with a few vowels.
The Atlantic, that's the ocean. North America, that's the continent.
Phew.
Greenland is in the North Atlantic.
That's fucking complicated.
All right. Let's let this go for now. Hopefully we won't have to revisit it.
Okay, I'm coming back in. I'm coming back
Tom's
in.
Coming back in off
Tell
the ledge.
One thing about Iceland.
All right, guys. Iceland and Greenland.
You fucking clones.
Listen, I got it. I got it.
Bunch of fucking clones.
I got it, Tom.
Bunch of clones.
Hey, go shower off.
All right, okay.
Go shower off. Put down the switch.
Okay, I'll put the switch down.
All right, he's going to shower off and put down the switch. Iceland and Greenland are two different places. Iceland is not Greenland. Greenland is not Iceland. And it's not pronounced Reykjavik.
Okay.
That it's pronounced Ricearoniavik.
Yes, Ricearoniavik. Look.
Today we're celebrating two countries in North America.
Two of the top North American countries.
Two of my it's in my top three.
Yeah. Both of these countries are in my top three as well. Both of these countries. You may or may not know, we've known each other for 67 years. You may or may not know, I am Canadian. Whoa, hey, incoming. Whoa, spit take.
Huge spit take.
He just spat his tea all over the boardroom.
Now, come again. You say you are what?
Yeah, I'll come again.
What? You say you are what?
Ah, Canadian.
He, Tom, as you know, is Canadian.
Je suis Canadien.
That means Tom is Canadian.
Correct. Now, So we got your Canada Day and we got your Independence Day coming along. And what we thought we would do is celebrate with our American and our Canadian friends on this podcast, facilitated by our devoted matey, Marushka. Marushka writes and she says, "I'm a huge fan of the show."
Is that wait? Why would you?
Thanks for all your hard
much
work
better. I like
and
that
dedication
better.
To snacking. you do important work and make my commute a delight. Already there, we glean some information there, don't we?
She has a job.
She has a job.
That's important.
Like more than, what, 60, 70, 80% of the mateys.
Yeah, but a lot of our viewers, and whether or not they're viewers is debatable, their arms are chopped off. It's very hard for them
7 to 12% of our – like, you probably know this fact if you recently visited Nerdist. Why are you fucking not going to Nerdist? I mean, what are you doing? You're just sitting there?
Come on, guys.
Don't be a dick.
You're already on very thin ice this episode.
Nerdist.com. Don't anybody equate ice with Iceland. Don't do it. 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 Don't sit at home and go, actually, Iceland is more greener than Greenland. Don't do that either. We already know that. It's not a geography lesson. Okay? Go to Nerdist. Just go to Nerdist or Nerdist.com. She says, and closes my favorite snack, Smarties. Then she writes, Tom, you should be familiar with these. As a fellow Canadian.
I feel like you're putting on a very sort of flirty lilt to it that isn't inherent in the letter. Tom, you should be familiar with these as a fellow Canadian.
She said.
That's I'm reading it verbatim.
Here's what she said. Tom, you should be familiar with these as a fellow Canadian. See?
But you're spinning it in such a way to make it sound like she's attracted to you. You're making it sound flirtatious, but I don't feel like that's there.
I'm just reading what it says.
You are reading the words.
Right.
But you're putting something onto it.
Listen, here's what it says.
Uh-huh.
Tom, you should be familiar with
it. Yeah. You're doing it the exact same way.
As a fellow Canadian. Then she writes, imagine my confusion.
Tom.
What? It's what she writes.
I don't understand why you would do this.
I'm just reading.
Can't you just, don't make yourself the story. Here's the story. Read the story.
I'm reading it right now. Listen to what she says.
Love the art in you, not yourself in the art. And this is a lesson that I feel like you have yet to learn.
That makes no sense to me. Imagine my confusion when I moved to the U.S. and discovered...
You're making her sound like an ogre now.
No, she's not an ogre. She's Maruska.
I know.
And discovered that this country has Smarties as well, although they are very different.
Now, this is an excellent point. And it's worth breaking from this hilarity.
Then she writes, these other Smarties are enclosed as well.
It's
what she writes.
It's
I'm just reading what she writes.
It's a cavalcade of annoying voices.
Cavalcade I already used in this... I think. And then I think you're just copying me.
Can we please at least explain what she's...
She asks us, please get to the bottom of this. Which type of Smarties are better?
All right. Now, can I just restate what you just didn't state?
There's no point in doing that, but go ahead.
There's two different kinds of Smarties. There's the Canadian Smarties, which I've got in my hand. Now, these are boxes of candies, color-coded candies, similar to M&M's. But as we'll discover, they're not like M&M's.
They're much better than M&M's.
And then we've got your American Smarties, which are basically sweet tarts, but shrunken and put into little aspirin shapes and rolled in cellophane. Both called Smarties, but very different snacks.
Just great descriptions, I feel.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome, buddy.
So today, we're going to talk about the different types of Smarties in a way to bring our two nations together.
Mm-hmm. The United States. Or apart, if it happens that way.
I hope it doesn't. I really hope it doesn't, because tensions between Canada and the United States of America have been so high lately that I want to use this podcast as a way to heal.
I think that's wise.
So what do you want to start with?
Well, I was recently there, up there in Vancouver, Canada. One of the first things I like to do when I go back home is look at the sweets aisle, because they've got a couple of your classics that you don't get down here, and it just makes me happy to see them. Smarties is one of the main ones. Mm-hmm. Smarties, you got yourself a little crunchy. Mm. You got yourself a little. Do they have O'Henry down here now?
Sure.
They didn't used to. They didn't used to.
Well, Tom,
they didn't used to. And then, Coffee Crisp. You got that?
You can find Coffee Crisp here. Yes,
it's probably a hard find.
It's not an easy find. That's a real get. When you go into the grocery and you see yourself a Coffee Crisp, you
what's
go,
the,
oh, that's...
What's the grocery?
The grocery store.
Grocery store?
Yes, where you buy your groceries.
You buy your groceries?
Yes, at the grocery store.
So say groceries again?
Groceries.
You get them where?
The grocery store.
You don't get them at the grocery store?
The what? What are you saying?
Grocery.
Those are the items you pick up at the grocery store.
You get groceries? Why don't you get groceries at the grocery store?
What's a grocery? What are you saying?
Well, I just want to know. I'm just trying to be clear. I go to the grocery store to pick up my groceries.
Yeah.
I love you. That's good stuff. So there we are. So Smarties. Now, Magic, have you ever had these before?
You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine recently said to me, will you please do Smarties on the podcast, and brought me a box of Smarties from his recent trip to Canada. I said, absolutely, and then I ate the Smarties.
So you couldn't do them?
No, I couldn't.
So this is fantastic.
This is great for me because I feel like I'm paying back a debt.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the first thing I noticed about the Smarties. When I said they're like M&M's.
They're not like M&M's. You know, I bit my tongue when you said that.
They are like M&M's in this sense.
Sure, sure.
They're candy-coated chocolates. That is the description of an M&M. However, they are a little bit flatter.
Sure they are.
A little bit wider in diameter. And the colors on the Smarties are much better.
Much cheerier.
You got a whole assortment.
Hey, folks out there, do you guys know what we're talking about? I feel like most Americans know about the Smarties.
No.
The chocolate Smarties.
No.
They don't?
I'm speaking as an American right now. No, we have no exposure to Smarties.
You're speaking as American. Where's your accent?
I was speaking with my other accent.
All right. Now, I love these things. Mm-hmm. I love these things. These are like, you got your snow, you got your ice, you got your frozen tundra, you got your conifers, but you also got your Smarties. It's one of the great things about Canada. Like, and I noticed that you, since I started that sentence, have just shoveled like 19 of them into your craw. That's the thing about Smarties. You can't stop.
I can stop.
Okay, stop. I'm going to do a little test right now to see if Michael can stop. He's eating the Smarties.
Done.
He's trying to stop. He's trying to put them back in the box.
Done.
With his infected fingers.
Done.
Now he's throwing them up.
I'm going to try and make myself throw up just to prove a point.
Yep. He's trying to make himself throw up. He just threw up a little bit. What's that, egg?
A little bit of egg.
There's an egg this morning?
Mm-hmm.
It's moving.
It was a fetus.
Oh, somebody had to feed you.
Yeah.
I'm eating my Smarties. I challenged Michael to stop. He can't stop.
Now, in terms of Smarties that you've had in your life,
uh-huh.
Would you say these are par for the course? Are these regular Smarties? I mean, sometimes they can feel a little fresh, a little stale.
Yeah. These are good. These are decent Smarties. I will say this. They've taken a little bit of the royal out of the blue, made it a little more of a pastel. I don't mind it. And the same with the yellow.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's almost like they've gone, somebody artistic got promoted to the head of the company.
The color on the Smarties has a little bit of depth to it. It's not the quite uniform color that you'll find on an M&M or a Skittle.
It's more artistic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost marbled a little bit.
Yeah.
It's almost like it was applied with a faux finish.
And I will tell you that is new.
Uh-huh.
Newish.
Okay.
These are not your Smarties of 10 years ago.
Interesting.
But do they taste the same?
They do. I got to tell you, now, I'm probably biased towards American candy because that's what I grew up with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I prefer the M&M to the Smartie. And
what?
I will tell you why.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
The shell on the Smartie is mm-hmm. a little too thick for me. Mm-hmm. There's not enough chocolate. There's too much shell. It's a wee bit too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting sugar on top of my chocolate as mm-hmm. opposed to the M&M, which I feel like has a very thin, like, membrane of
mm-hmm.
shell.
Mm-hmm.
Just barely keeping that chocolate contained.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have to work a little too hard for the Smartie.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. I don't respect it, but I understand it.
Well, that's – as long as we can hear each other.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what's important to me.
Yeah. I like the Smartie. I prefer the Smartie.
Now, do you think that's because you grew up with the Smartie?
I just like the Smartie. I like the flat. I like that there's a little more to it. The M&M to me is a little bit too nibbly. But one of the things I like about both of them is you kind of think there's not that many in there. But it feels to me when you start eating M&Ms, you're eating for days. And the same thing with Smarties.
Like, oh, yeah.
One package lasts forever.
This is just a regular box of Smarties, right? Oh, it says Super Pack.
Yeah.
On it says Super Pack Boîte.
Oui, Super Boîte.
What does boîte mean?
Pack.
Okay.
Actually means box. La boîte.
Uh-huh. So we've got a big box here. So this is probably.
But this is not. I've seen bigger boxes of Smarties than this. This is 75 grams, folks, in case you're trying to wonder what grams we're talking.
We're looking at the 75-gram box, guys.
The 75-gram, guys.
And it's a big box of Smarties. You're not going to get through a box of these without some effort. This is a meal right here.
You throw some popcorn in, I mean.
Oh, you got a potential mate right there.
You're fine for weeks.
It's.
I really like it. I really like it.
Given the choice between Smarties and M&M's, I'm going to choose M&M's.
I'm going to choose Smarties.
Pretty much every time.
Every time I'm going to choose Smarties.
Now, are you saying, by virtue of the fact that you're going to choose Smarties
every time
over M&M's, mm-hmm. you're saying you're going to choose Canada or the U.S.?
Huh?
I'm saying, do you want to extrapolate it to the nation? Because obviously you chose the U.S. You live here.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to extrapolate to the nation because it feels like once we start that dialogue, I start putting on my skates and taking you into the corners.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we're going to talk about our differences and not the things that
bind
us together.
That's not what you want to do.
I'm not about that. I'm about respect for women.
I'm about respect for women. And today we're celebrating our top two North American countries.
Top two out of three.
Two out of three.
Go ahead.
And obviously the top three, Canada, United States, Greenland.
And clearly, most people are going to put Greenland number one. I don't have any debate with that because they got to have something.
You got to have something, Greenland.
If a full ranking is the thing that makes them happy as they endure their winters over there, their 11-month winters, great. Great. Because there's no stereotype about Greenland that I can think of. If that makes them happy, great. But the key word that Magic said, it's worth repeating, celebration. But this is not about the differences. This is about celebrating these two great countries.
Gonna fry up some bacon.
Fry up some bacon.
Gonna open up a can of beans.
Open up a can of beans.
So now my pretty mama.
Let's open up the American Smarties. Speaking of celebrating differences.
Now, what's funny to me about the American Smarties is right on the box. First of all, these are from Rite Aid Pantry. These are as generic can get. It says gluten-free, fat-free, sodium-free. As if they're trying to tell us on some level.
These are good for you.
Oh, yeah. You're going to take a couple of these Smarties.
Knock these back. Yeah, you feeling like a little peckish? Yeah, sure. This is good for you. Help yourself.
Here, you can either have this banana or some Smarties. Hey, you know what? Take the Smarties.
Have the Smarties.
Six or one half dozen, guys.
Hey, they're gluten-free. You're worried about fat? There's no fat in them.
Yeah, but,
you're worried about salt?
I got a sodium problem.
No. Sodium-free, friend.
The Smarties, as you know, they come in a little cellophane tube, little baby aspirins all lined up, one after the other, in a neat little row. And one of the things I like about Smarties is the way they unwrap. You pull both ends.
Zoop.
Boom.
There you go.
Now it's unwrapped.
Yeah.
No fussing, no fiddling. You get
No fighting.
None.
No fucking.
Well.
Okay. That reminds me of a good joke.
Okay. Let's hear it, Tom.
Nah. Takes too long.
So now I've got an assortment of Smarties spread out before me. Now, I've never done this before. I've never eaten them in this manner where I've opened the entire package mm-hmm. and then just laid them bare.
Mm-hmm. But you, I can ask as an American. I'm not asking as an American. I'm asking you as an American. You've had Smarties before.
Many, many times.
Kind of like a Halloween staple?
It's a Halloween staple. The reason you eat Smarties is because cheap people give them out at Halloween.
Cheap?
Cheap.
Oh, cheap.
People who don't want to spend a lot of money on candy for the neighbor kids.
Give out one pack of Smarties.
Yeah, you buy you know, a single bag of Rite Aid Pantry Smarties, and that'll last you for 40, 50 kids.
Right.
Oh, here's a package of Smarties for you.
Smarties and a package again. Of
Smarties for you.
Oh, shit.
Right, and then let's go eat that house.
Jonas, I don't want to hear that kind of language. Oh, but shit. Jonas.
Jonas, get in the car.
Oh, shit. I heard that, Jonas.
And Jonas, and then next thing you know, Jonas is in juvie because he didn't get Halloween.
Didn't get the thing that he wanted. He wanted those, what do you call those, not the Charleston chews.
You can call them a Charleston chew.
Yeah, but Charleston chew. But what he wanted was those, they're kind of a chewy candy, kind of a toffee-like, chewy yellow wrapped candy.
Yeah, delicious. Yeah, I love those.
Great. Those are great.
You know what my favorite Halloween treat always was?
Apple with a razor blade?
No.
Tom. No, that's dumb.
That's dumb.
No,
you're not gonna get. I don't think so. It's
banana.
A candy.
Okay, it's candy.
It's a candy, and the only time I would ever get it was on Halloween, and I'll give you a further clue. It was another cheap candy.
It's your favorite though.
It was my favorite.
Is it those peanut butter chews wrapped with the Halloween paper with a smiley witch on it?
Nope.
You know what I'm talking about though, right?
Nope.
They're not really peanut butter, but they're kind of a toffee.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, those.
Yeah, you only get them on Halloween.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
No. I don't even know what those are.
No. Only get them on Halloween?
It's the only time I got them. I'm not saying you couldn't buy them.
All
right. The only time I would ever get them was on Halloween.
After H?
No, come on. That's a very mature candy.
I know, but you had After H in the little drawer in your living room.
Wow, good memory.
Yeah, not as dumb as I look, pal. Chewy candy?
Yes.
No, don't say Charleston Chew.
I'm not going to say Charleston Chew.
Good. Toffee flavor?
No.
Caramelish?
Sort of. Sort of toffee-ish, sort of caramelish. It's got its own thing.
You said no to the toffee.
No. It's not toffee. It's got its own thing. That's the weird thing.
It's like that marshmallow thing.
No, Tom. No. You'd think it would be marshmallow.
On a stick?
You'd think it would be on a stick.
Is it on a stick?
Here's the interesting thing about it.
It's that long thing that comes on a stick. Like, that's what it is. Am I right?
Here's the interesting thing about it.
I think I got it.
You could buy. You can get them bite size. No, I don't think they ever come on a stick. They don't ever come on a stick.
Yeah, Christopher comes on a stick.
Christopher from Knuckles, my comic strip?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've seen him. I mean, I've read that. It doesn't come on a stick?
No stick.
That threw me because I thought I had it. That kind of like taffy thing that came on a stick, almost like a lollipop, but it was...
Yeah, I know what you're thinking of. And you're right in the right neighborhood. You're living right in the neighborhood.
I mean,
these guys could be next door neighbors.
They could?
Yeah, they could be absolutely next door neighbors. Hey, you want to come over? Yeah, I'll come
I
over.
I don't have legs. I'm a candy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in this scenario, I was anthropomorphizing them. Yeah, I was turning them to people and they could
socialize. Watch the game?
Sure, I'll watch the game. We're neighbors. Let me just clear the bees out. There's a beehive here. Let me just clear out the beehive.
Honey, there's some honey in this.
Oh, yes, there is.
They're like a honey drop.
But just a little bit. There's just a little bit of honey. There's just a little bit of honey.
A little bit of honey. What's it called?
Bit of honey.
Bit of honey. That's what I thought. And I'm like, that's what I just said. Why didn't you go, yes?
Because you kept saying a little bit of honey. There's a little bit of honey. That's not what it's called. It's not called there's a little bit of honey. A
couple of guys just staring at each other, right? Yeah.
Bit of honey.
The viewers didn't see that because they're not viewers.
I used to love the bit of honey. I still do. I haven't had it.
You don't get that at Halloween. You don't really.
Well, I mean, when was I going to go out and buy
it? You could get it.
No, it was impossible.
Yeah.
We didn't have any money.
You could.
No.
Oh, I mean, you had to have money. You couldn't trade sexual favors or something?
I guess I could have, but that was just for regular groceries that I would get at the grocery store.
The what? The grocery store?
To buy the groceries. Yeah, that's where I would go.
To the grocery store.
Phil, we talked about this before.
I'm not Phil.
I feel like we talked about this before.
Well, at least you learned my name.
The Smartie, the American Smartie, it doesn't taste that good. I mean, it's just you're just eating basically just eating a little tablet of sugar with a tiny bit of flavor.
It's got that, you know, it hangs its hat on its tartness.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. It really is like a pellet of sugar. You know, at least there's some – this confection, the Canadian Smarties, I think, you know, we've gone to great lengths. We got the candy coat. We got the chocolate. It's like, look, it's cocoa. It's cow cow. Mm-hmm. It's cow cow. You know, you're not going to find this in Greenland. You know, this is a little exotic. We had to work for it. It's not sugar. Excuse me. It's not just plain sugar. And I feel like the, you know, that's why that's a kid candy. The American Smarties is like, kids will eat sugar. That's all they want. Mm-hmm. Give me a pellet of sugar. Great. I'm going to run around here for 16 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then give me another one. Another 16. Then give me another one. Another 16. Then
right. That's why they come in cellophane tubes of about 20.
Yeah.
Because you can keep your kid occupied with these all fucking day.
16-minute segments for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you want your kids to sleep, then you cut them off at about 5 p.m.
Fine. But you give them a pellet. They run. They do laps around the house, screaming, laughing, having a grand old time.
Woo-hoo!
Then they collapse. You give them another. Eventually, they dehydrate and fall asleep.
Yeah,
that's all you want.
Kid drug.
And let me tell you something. That's good parenting right there.
Of course.
So Smarties are an excellent aid to parents, but they're not an excellent snack food or candy.
And they're not going to help you get a job.
Well, no.
They're not.
No. What if you want to be a circus clown?
Well, sure. You walk in, but here's the thing. If you walk in, then you can't just have one roll of Smarties. You got to have a hatful.
Oh, yeah. And you have to.
A hatful.
They have to fall out when you come in. Whoa!
Mm-hmm. This guy's promising.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's promising. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. If you want to be a circus clown, you walk in and you trip and a hatful of Smarties falls out. Job, you're looking at having that job, my friend.
Of course, circus clown equals pedophile.
Ratings?
Ratings!
Ratings!
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Two great nations.
Two great nations.
Two proud nations.
Two of the top three North American nations.
Name the top three North American nations. You're going to find Canada and you're going to find the US of A.
Absolutely.
Brothers, sisters, friends, and as we celebrate the historic days that are upcoming, we have ourselves a little bit of a task at hand, and that is to rate a couple of signature candies of the same name. You know, Mariska wrote to us, "Even keel judgment of these two candies, which types of Smarties are better? I realize how volatile this request might be." We don't want it to be volatile, folks. Regardless of the findings in these proceedings, there's going to be pluses and minuses to both nations. But we move beyond these differences, and we, as a footnote, want people to know that America has way much more money.
So much more money.
They got way more money. Okay, so we got to tread lightly there, Canadians and America. You don't have to put it in our face. You got a lot of money.
We got so much more money.
You know what you guys have? Bullion.
Oh, yeah.
Not the soup.
I didn't think you meant the soup.
I mean the gold.
Uh-huh. We got bullion.
In Canada, we got the soup.
Right.
Which is good.
The soup is soup. Soup is soup.
It's not a snack.
Just like Greenland is Greenland.
Yeah. Soup is soup. So, Magic, the American Smarties, I have to ask myself what the reciprocal nature is with both of the legal teams. I'm sure at some point someone's like, come on, guys, we're better. And then the other legal is like, no, we're better. And so now you've got two candies of two proud nations with the same name. It feels like this is – if we want to solve our differences, this – you can think of a worse place to start, certainly. Let's just try and figure out which one is going to be called Smarties. For my money, Magic – it's the Canadian Smartie. The American Smartie, for me, a pellet of sugar, great for child rearing. Has its advantages if you're looking for sugar and tart and quick. It's good if you're cheap and Halloween's a coming. But I give it a 3. Canadian Smartie, the chocolate candy-coated confection, you know, it's – I have to say, obviously I'm biased being Canadian. I'm proud of it. I think if we were going to, as a nation, proffer something besides the Hubble telescope arm, We could do worse than proffering Smarties. 8.
You and I, both citizens of the Earth, first and foremost, we love this planet. Citizens of North America, second. Citizens of our individual nations, third. Citizens of this podcast, first. That's first, actually. Then everything moves down a little. Everything moves down one.
So if you're scoring at home, put the podcast first, folks, and then
podcast, then Earth, then North America, then our countries.
Respective nations, yeah. But that would be fourth, the respective countries.
So as such, our allegiance is primarily to the podcast and to Earth. And we have to judge accordingly. Yes, this is a celebration of our nations. Yes, this is a celebration of the friendship and independence and fraternity between our two lands. But because we are about respect for women, and because we love our individual lady liberties so much, I feel the need to be honest in my assessment. And Tom, my assessment is different than yours. American Smarties rate worse than yours. I can't give it a 3. Maybe it's because I'm biased and I expect my team to do a little bit better. Smarties, you get a 1. Canadian Smarties. Again, my bias is showing through. 8 is a ludicrous rating for a Canadian Smartie. It is. That's just sentimentality on your part. That is just maple syrup coursing through your veins. That's got nothing to do with the objective taste of Smarties. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. I love you, but I got to knock my rating down to accommodate your stupid rating.
My rating's awesome. Canadian, love me, love my Smarties. Remember that slogan?
Sure. Smarties, for my money, you're trying a little bit too hard. The faux finish on the shell is a little bit of a reach. The shell is too thick. The chocolate's not good enough. The box is too big. I don't care that you're a super boite. You're too big for me. I will not be picking you up with my groceries at the grocery store. I give you a 3. I'll see you next week.
Je te verrai la semaine prochaine.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.